As the cleanup begins this morning following Storm Chandra, I spoke with Rachel O'Gorman, manager of Rejuvenate Treatment Rooms in Enniscorthy. Rachel shared a video with us yesterday, which you can see on our socials, of the catastrophic flooding she encountered and what it means for her business going forward.
So we thought that it wasn't going to be as bad as it was, but the just water just kept flowing. It just, and in the space of an hour, we went from very little to up to our waist. And that was even at 9 o'clock this morning, 9 and 10 o'clock, so it wasn't even high tide. So we can't get back into the salon now, obviously, even to see what damage is being done at the minute. So we don't know just how bad it's going to be.
So the water was up to your waist?
Yes.
Bearing in mind then that you've not been able to get back there for the last number of hours, like, what are you expecting now when you can finally get into your premises?
Well, it's not going to be great. Literally, as I was leaving our units, we have units, obviously, the presses along the sides of the walls that would hold, like, boxes, you know, just to put stuff into. So we had taken the boxes out, but as I was leaving, these presses were floating alongside me. So all our furniture is going to be just ruined. And it's the fact that the water is coming in, but it's staying in. Like, in previous floods, the water has come in a few years ago. The water came in, but it went out as quick as it came in. So our furniture and everything wasn't sitting in water. We expect our salon to have water in it for the next possibly 2 days.
And Rachel, the impact of this is just, I can only imagine, astronomical. Like, on your stock, your furniture, as you say, the impact it's going to have on your employees because they won't be able to work.
Yeah, it's just, it's shocking. Like, we, myself and Therese Gleeson, Therese is the owner, she rents then that space. So we have a salon, another salon in Enniscorthy called Finishing Touches. So from that aspect of it, we're quite lucky that we have somewhere that we can transfer our clients.
And Rachel, have you been given a time of when you can get back into the hut, to your premises?
No, it's just a waiting game now. There's more water expected. So I don't know, probably clean up will probably Friday, I'd say it'll flood again. It's going to keep flooding. And tomorrow is probably not going to be much better. So I'd say it'll be Thursday. Hopefully we might have a chance of getting back in on Thursday to assess some of the damage. But like, it's just going to be colossal. It's absolutely disgraceful. That business is gone. But as I was leaving, there was a woman that had been staying in apartments across the bridge, coming over on a boat this morning, absolutely in tears with her 6-week-old baby. She had no idea that it was going to flood. She woke up trapped this morning. So it's not only things like that, it's the businesses is gone. Like, that, we're gone, like. There's literally nothing we can do. We're probably going to need all new furniture as well for the salons. Like, there's people's homes gone. Like, they were going with sandbags, but the water was already up. The water was already in people's houses. It was too late.
Are you going to call on support from the government for your business then?
But we're not going to get support. Like, who do you call? Who's going to take accountability for this? There's nobody going to take accountability for it. Like, that river, whatever about flood defences going up, but that river could be dredged. If that river had been dredged, all of this would have been avoidable.
That was Rachel O'Gorman, manager of the Rejuvenate Treatment Room, sharing the harrowing impact of yesterday's flooding.